It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Welcome to our Tuesday show. I'm Larry London. It is great to be with you once again for another hour of requests and dedications. We've got our phone line ready for requests, 202-619-2077. Vince is standing by, ready to take your calls. So please dial us up, 202-619-2077. If you would like to call in for a request, you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're starting off today's show with a hurricane. Not the weather outside here in D.C., which is kind of like a blizzard. This is the Scorpions for Bijan Das in Assam, India. Rock you like a hurricane here on Border Crossings. Great rock and roll band that comes from Germany. They formed back in 1965 in Hanover. Rudolf Schenker put the band together, and they've been hard rock, heavy metal, you name it. They've changed the lineup a couple of times. Klaus Main did a lot of singing with the group. They've had a number of different hits and put out quite a few albums, and recently they appeared in a TV commercial here in the U.S. That was for coffee, I believe. Some kind of a coffee maker. Maybe it was Geico, if I'm not mistaken, but it had to do with coffee. They were in the lunchroom drinking coffee, and maybe it was a Geico auto insurance commercial, but the Scorpions appeared in a TV commercial not too long ago. And speaking of Germany, I want to say hello to a listener who wrote us a nice letter. His name is Robert. Robert looks like Kubler, and he is listening to us on shortwave radio. And he said he's been listening to Voice of America for a long, long time. He's a shortwave listener, listens to 1530 in Germany, and wrote us back in February, sent a nice long letter, and said, my house is in the northeastern part of Germany by the Baltic Sea, and loves listening to the Voice of America and to Border Crossings, and requested QSL cards. I don't think we've printed a shortwave QSL card in as long as I've been here, 18 years, I've never seen one. So I know that he's a shortwave listener and probably a longtime shortwave listener, but we don't do that anymore, I'm sorry to say. So that's just the way that goes. But I did get your letter. That letter was passed along. So thank you very much for your kind words and for listening to us. No matter how you listen to us, thank you for listening to us. Samra checked in to say hello, and she's listening to us as well. In Ghana, Cletus Clarks, Karuna Kanta Paul, Salva Sador Denisor. We heard from Christian, Ira Dukunda, Nizaramba, Kwesi Araguar, Antoine Kamu Enyi is listening. Atutu Zara is listening and said hello to everybody. So, Tutu, thank you. Roshana Patel. These are new names, so I'm really excited. New listeners are tuned in. Mafuzar Rahman is listening. And Evelyn also said hello to us. So hello back to you, Evelyn. Etienne, Shisino Rengma, Ephraim Marawi. We heard from John Albert, Petilo, Kamo. Ibrahim is with us. Gregory Mwanga said hello. And Ernest Pever. Ahmed Khaled, Ermias Gurma, Charity Derby in Ghana, Tau Buhari. So thank you, everybody, for joining Border Crossings and letting us know that you are listening to our show. I have a request now for an Ed Sheeran song. Ed was the best-selling artist of 2017 and had the most streamed song with Shape of You, and also got engaged at the end of the year. In fact, there were rumors in the last few weeks that Ed secretly got married to Cherry Seaborn because he was seen wearing a wedding band. But that's not the case. It might be, but he's not saying it is. She's not saying it is. What they are talking about, however, is the fact that he wants to build a chapel on the grounds of his home in Suffolk, and he wants to marry her in the backyard. However, he's having a problem because the backyard is infested with newts. So they're having a problem building permits and such. They have to get rid of this this nuisance, these newts. I always thought witches put Eye of Newt in their potions. I didn't know there really was newts, but apparently Ed's got them in his backyard, and that's causing a problem. Diego Ziv wants us to play this song for Irene Perry of Cooper's Farm, Elwha Community, because her birthday is today. So happy birthday from Diego Mason of Cooper's Beach Community. Here's your request. It's Ed Sheeran, and this is Perfect on Border Crossings.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl. Beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. It's all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine, babe. between my arms, barefoot on the grass, we're listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. Carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You're not meant to be alone. I'll share your dream. I'll show you love you've never known. Two flames together in the deep of the night. I'll take my stand, one chance to make or lose it all. This time, my journey to wherever you are, I sail on your river so far, my love will never be found. If you believe we got eyes that see in the dark, and the power of love for making you mine. And in the light of close investigation, is it only my imagination? I got you, I got shining on your face. My bridges burn with all my tears that you replaced. Two hearts, two
It's a beautiful sight. Take you to heaven so far, my love will follow you there. If we believe we got eyes and see in the dark, and the power of love lives for making you mine. Am I the light of someone you need more of? Let me dream that love you can be sure of. Is it only my imagination?
I got you.
Like the
Crossings, Kenny Rogers. He turns 80 in August. We had him on the show, and he's currently on his farewell world tour. He said enough is enough. He's got some young kids at home, and he wants to spend some time with his kids and with his grandkids and with his family. And apparently, you know, he's at that point in his life and his career where he's forgotten lyrics occasionally, and certain songs are a little harder to sing than others for him. So he said, I don't want to keep doing this and humiliate myself. I want to get out while I'm still on the top of my game. So that's a wise decision. He's been doing this 7 decades. 7 decades, 120 million records sold, which puts him in the top 10 on the best-selling artists of all time. And Kenny Rogers continues to go strong. I had him on the show. We were talking about his last farewell tribute concert. Dolly Parton is on the show, and they filmed it. It hasn't aired yet. I guess they're waiting for him to say goodbye and finish his world tour before they air this on television. And then his manager, the guy who was managing his career, got into some sexual scandal, and that took headlines for a little while. So there's been some issues, but Kenny's still on tour. And hopefully they'll be able to air that that final concert. I know that he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013. And he's got quite a collection of hits. The song we just heard is not a song you really hear often. Normally it's The Gambler, Lucille, Lady, Coward of the County, those songs. But this song was a request for Eyes That See in the Dark. And it's a request for Kwasi Oteng in Accra and his daughter, Barbara Oteng. And she's at Aburi Women's Training College. So I hope that Barbara was listening. Dad was thinking of you. So there you go. Ali Bawa in Libya checked in to say hello to us. So I say hi back to you, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings as we make our way through Tuesday together. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. 5 weeks, Black Panther's been number one at the box office. Another weekend this past weekend. Money's coming down, though, $22 million in ticket sales. But it's still enough to make it number one for 5 straight weeks. I've got a song request for fans of Kendrick Lamar and SZA. I'm going to play this for you next. Msubo Francis wrote in and said, I want to dedicate it to my brother, Yakba Djobne, and my brother, Taikiba Roger, and my boyfriends, Leyane Julian and Renuji Bahututu, Eloj, as well as Dejong Fanbe Danki in Geography Department at Pala University. And I'm in Pala, and I'm in Chad, and my name is Msubo Francis. All right, here's your request, and I hope everybody you wanted to hear it for is listening right now. This is Kendrick Lamar and SZA, All the Stars on Border Crossings.
Is it anything and everything you want?
Bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the really
girl, let's talk about now.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, all the way from Canton, Ohio. They are the OJs, Eddie Levert and company, on Border Crossings, Backstabbers by request from Etienne Habumugisha in Rwanda. At work at the Bralirwa Company, he's a sales representative in Kigali. And he gave me this long list of names to dedicate the song to. Saidu Muhammad Ali, Edwina Sato, Vincent Maloba, Amara Henry, Grace Kansumpong, Evelyn Donso, Aditha Pratika, Marawi Emmanuel, Christian, the listeners in Russia, and then he said the Border Crossings team. Why are we last at the end? Anyway, thank you. Hope you enjoyed the Backstabbers, which was a big, big hit from the OJs, who went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005. My name's Larry London, and we are together once again. Moses Sarugo just said hi. I heard from Rashana Patel. Rashana is listening to Border Crossings first time. She's a new listener and a designer, fashion designer. She's in Gujarat, India. Namaste to you, Rashana. So thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. Coming up, I have a request for Demi Lovato, who credited in the last couple of weeks her mom, Diana De La Garza, as helping her get over some of the anxiety that Demi's had in the last number of years. And Diana, you know, has always been there for her daughter. She said that she didn't make good decisions. She had a lot of difficulties in her life, but I always stood by her. I saw an interview with the two of them together on TV. And Demi just recently celebrated, within the last 10 days, 6 years sober. So congratulations to Demi Lovato, 6 years of being sober. This is a request from Sam Dara, Demi Lovato, and this is Tell Me You Love Me, which is the name of Demi's latest album. You're listening to Border Crossings.
Oh, no, here we go again, fighting over what I said. I'm sorry, yeah, I'm sorry. Better love, no, I'm not good at this, but I can't say I'm innocent, not hardly, but I'm sorry. And all my friends, they know when it's true, I don't know who I am without you. I got it bad, baby, got it bad. Oh, tell me you love. On days like this, oh, tell me you love me. I need someone. On days like this, I do. On days like this, oh, can you hear my heart? That you move on and be happy without me, without me. Oh, what's my hand without your heart to hold? I don't know what I'm living for if I'm living without you. Ooh, all my friends, they know when it's true. I don't know who I am without you. I got it bad, baby, I got it bad. Tell me you love me. I need someone. On days like this, I do. On days like this, oh, tell me.
sermon on days like this. I do, on days like this. Oh, tell me you love.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Crossings, and for the Beliebers, there's Justin and a request from Jamshed. So thank you very much, Jamshed, for writing in to us to hear that song. And thank you all Justin Bieber fans around the world. That's called Sorry on Border Crossings. And Jamshed said, please play that for all listeners in Bihar State, India. So we just did. Justin's not been too happy these days, not looking like a smiling boyfriend anymore. He and Selena Gomez taking a break. That's what it's being called, a break.
Selena surfaced in Australia this week.
Yep.
She was in a bikini looking happy on the beach. She's still getting over her surgery from last year. And that's right. They're on a little break.
She looks happy these days regardless. I mean, they saw her at church last week.
She's happy to be alive.
She was in the same church at the same time, although they left separately in different exits. And And she looked very happy and he looked very sullen and sad. So, you know, not really sure what's going on, but, you know, and Selena's mom says, that's not, don't blame me. even though everybody knows Selena's mom doesn't really support the whole thing, but we shall see. And speaking of being unhappy, today is World Happiness Day. So you should be very happy today. World Happiness Day. Now, this is not just a, you know, little teeny thing, a Hallmark holiday. This is the United Nations have called this since early 2000-something Happiness Day, International Happiness Day. And they rank the happiest countries on Earth. And I talked about this last week, and I want to restate that the happiest country this time, this year, on their survey of 156 countries, is Finland. Finland has the happiest country on the planet.
Well, yeah. Who was number one last year?
I think it was somebody else like Denmark.
Well, then they're probably not happy.
They're not happy that they aren't the happiest. They're unhappy being second or third.
So if you're unhappy on International Happiness Day, that must make you even more unhappy because you feel like you're supposed to be happy.
And here in America, we're miserable because we moved to 18th on the list. We went from 14th to 18th. We moved down four. We are really unhappy people.
Well, we're trying to do our part here to lift everybody's spirit.
Well, I hope you're happy, Ray. Ray's McDonald is here, and he's here with
us. I'm happy to be anywhere.
Our chart chat here on Border Crossings.
And I have a couple new top 20 entries for you, and one of them is... It plays into a much larger story that broke this week. But first off, we're going to be doing a little hip-hop from Offset and Metro Boomin. Offset, a member of Migos. Metro Boomin is one of the most in-demand producers in music these days. Ric Flair Drip is the name of the song. Ric Flair, a very famous professional wrestler. And I think, I know that we have a lot of pro wrestling fans all over the world. I mean, I've seen WWE... in India when I was there. So, I mean, it's a really popular export. Ric Flair, one of the most famous of all wrestlers. Ric Flair Drip moves from 36th to 16th place, and we'll meet Offset and Metro Boomin after the song.
Thank you.
drip, drip. There it is. The Ric Flair drip.
Drip.
From Offset and Metro Boomin. That thing moves from 36th to 16th place on this week's Hot 100. Ooh. It's a mover. Offset, of course, a member of Migos. Metro Boomin is a very well-known producer who's worked with Future, 21 Savage, Migos, Gucci Mane, Big Sean. Last year, Forbes magazine named Metro Boomin one of the world's most in-demand producers. And he has an interesting history. He grew up in St. Louis, and he started making beats very young. While he was still in high school, his mother would drive him from St. Louis to Atlanta. That's like an 8-hour drive. To collaborate with artists he met online. And he began working with Gucci Mane, who, of course, is a very well-known hip-hop artist, while he was still a junior in high school. Ric Flair Drip comes from the album Without Warning. Offset did it with Metro Boomin and 21 Savage. The album came out last October. It hit number 4 on the Billboard 200 pop album list. As for Offset, of course, we know him as Cardi B's fiancé. They got engaged late last year, and reportedly they're still engaged, although there is no hard and fast wedding date. They blamed it on their busy schedules.
Not his infidelity?
Yeah, well, Cardi apparently is sticking with her man.
Hmm. Wow.
At least that's the story we're getting.
Yeah. But they did call off the wedding plans and just said we're taking our time with it.
Exactly right. And Cardi made the headlines this week. She talked to Cosmo about the Me Too and Time's Up movements. And she said basically she doesn't think it's going to have much impact on the hip-hop scene, because when she was coming up and she wanted to get into videos, you know, she said it was sexual favors were just expected from all of these women. It was par for the course. And if they spoke up about it, you know, the producers basically said, well, you know, you're kind of trashy anyway, so why should we take you seriously? And she also says the men in power who precipitated the entire, you know, Time's Up and Me Too movements, she said they're not woke. You know, they're not getting educated. They're just scared.
Hmm.
So Cardi is taking a very, you know, sort of cynical, down-to-earth attitude about all this. She's like, yeah, things aren't really going to change. We just have these guys running scared for now. But we'll see. We'll see if she's right.
And there's a rumor that she's pregnant, too.
There is a rumor that she's pregnant, and she's sort of been dancing around this. And I've been getting positive signals and negative signals. All I know is that she is scheduled to tour with Bruno Mars in September.
Right.
So, I mean, if she has a new baby by then, it's kind of, might put crimps in those touring plans.
And we're going to see her on Saturday Night Live in about a week or so, I guess, April 7th or something like that.
Cardi B. She says she misses the days when she was a dancer. She used to be a stripper.
Right. Pole dancer.
A pole dancer. She says she missed those days. She was happy. Life was simpler. And she sort of catapulted to fame very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And she has gone on social media talking about fake friends and how she really can't tell, you know, who's real or not. And I guess sudden fame will do that to you.
Right. And speaking of Offset, I heard Migos are very upset that they didn't get anything at the Grammys. They were shut out. They're upset. They said, hey, we deserve something. They were nominated a couple times, but,
you know.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Can't win them all, right?
I'm not too sad for them, seeing how many million records did they sell this week.
Right, you know, right. The hits keep coming.
You take the bad with the good, guys. You know, those are the breaks.
Yep.
Speaking of ups and downs, let's talk about Camila Cabello, who really was miserable during her final days with Fifth Harmony. She left at the end of 2016, and it looks like her groupmates may be following, and that's one of the big musical stories this week. We're going to talk more after we hear Camila herself doing Never Be the Same, moving from 24th to 19th place, and I have some big Fifth Harmony news for you after the song.
Intoxicate me.
Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same, moving from 24th to 19th place. And it will never be the same, apparently, because this week Camila's old group, Fifth Harmony, announced that they're going on indefinite hiatus. You know, Camila left at the end of 2016. There were a lot of raw feelings. And Camila, of course, now is a big solo artist. Sure, her career is red hot. Well, the four other women released a statement this week saying, after 6 years of constant work, you know, in order for us to remain true to ourselves and to our fans, it's time for us to go on an indefinite hiatus and pursue solo projects, which they all have. All four of them have done at least one solo project. And you know, Larry, and I know you've spoken with them in the past, this is not so surprising because they were assembled on The X Factor just like One Direction was. And when you have these groups that have been assembled, eventually they're going to break apart.
Yep, they become disassembled.
They become disassembled.
No, you're absolutely right. And these girls are nice and friendly to me on a personal level whenever I see them. So it kind of, but I guess they'll be nice as solo artists as well. So Thank you, Ray.
You got it, man.
Thank you very much. Chart Chat every week here on Border Crossings Tuesdays. And Ray McDonald can be found on VOA 1 Thursdays with the Billboard Top 20 Countdown. Musarat Khatun in Bihar, India, asked me to play this song for Mariah Carey on Border Crossings. And we belong together.
Sweet love. Yeah. I didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should have held on tight. I never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing. I was stupid. I was foolish. I was lying to myself. I could not fathom that would ever be without your love. Never imagined I'd be sitting here beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I thought I knew everything. I never felt the feeling that I'm feeling now that I don't hear your voice. Or have your touch and kiss your lips, cause I don't have a choice.
Mariah Carey, she was seen in the studio on St. Patrick's Day. So she's working on some new music. That's for Musarat Khatun in Bihar, India. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Leonard Segay checked in from Fujian, China. I heard from Ismaila and Augustino and Greg in Kenya on 107.5 FM. Thank you all so much for listening to our show, and thank you for your contributions in the form of requests and dedications. Don't forget, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and send yours. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director. Thanks to Ray again for joining us with his Chart Chat segment. I'm Larry London. Have a great evening. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.